Boogers.
Oh, Jesus.
I found a new button. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 143 for Thursday, the 28th of September, 2017. This is a show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos, and that's Kent. How are you doing, man?
Great, man. This has been a really cool week. I started out by seeing a movie, and the week was going pretty good, and then we lost Hef.
Like I said on Twitter, when Hugh Hefner died this week, yesterday or whatever, and my only thought was, there's so many big boobed blondes are safe now.
I like that you said boobed.
Yeah, because that's what's up. Boobed.
Big boob. Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, Poodle Puncher just got striked out in our chat room. Apparently, Nightbot is set a little too high. I'm sure that's gonna be fun to play with. Hey, Kent, it's not just me and you here. I mean, it's only me and you on video. But So I've been trying to get someone on the show for like a long time, and they were like, no, and then they were like, maybe, then no, then maybe, and then no, and then one night in a moment of weakness, they agreed to come on the podcast, and then today. They worked late and didn't have time to get all dolled up like they don't need to. So they're only here by audio. So they're gonna pull a Bonnie and be the other invisible wife. We have Ricky here tonight. How are you, Ricky?
Hey, I'm good.
Yay!
She's still trying to get over the fact that she can hear herself on the headphones.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh man, I remember my first podcast.
Mind blown.
That hasn't happened in a while. So, this is like one of those momentous occasions that I've been waiting to have her on the podcast forever. I know, Kent, you've been like wishing I would just pull the trigger and get her on the damn podcast. But
oh hell yeah, I love Ricky. It's good to hear your voice.
I love you too, Kent. I can't say the same for my husband.
Either way you take that is probably true.
Right. Yeah. Love him or that he loves me. I mean, either way. Mm.
It's kind of lose, lose, lose. That's what that is. Oh, man. So how's your week been, man? Like you saw a movie and you did some other stuff and then Hugh died. So undo the quick recap you did earlier and add some details and make it interesting.
Right on. Yeah. So I saw the sequel to The Kingsman. Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Yeah.
Did you see the first Kingsman?
I did not.
I did.
You need to repair that.
Oh, Ricky did.
Did you like it, Ricky?
Oh my God, it was awesome.
Oh my God. Like, dude, seriously, this is one of the coolest movies, and by surprise. Like, I was like, yeah, okay, I guess I'll watch this movie. You want to talk about mind blown? The Kingsman is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Yeah, and the sequel just came out last week. And
does it suffer the sophomore blues, or was it full-fledged and ready to go?
I still like the first one better,
mm-hmm.
but this was a worthy sequel. It was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was such a fun movie to watch. There were, like, you could just pick out a scene, just pick out a 10-minute scene, and I'll watch it, like, six times in a row.
Wow.
It's just really fun, really visually exciting. The humor was spot on.
Oh, you can't wait for Kent to stop talking. He'll just keep going. He's trying to feel better.
I don't know when to butt in, but I'm watching Kent. I'm watching you. You keep looking at me. It's getting rude. You can't just keep looking at me. But it was a good movie. It was an amazing movie. Yes, he's right. But the thing is, Anthony doesn't like watching movies with the family. He hates us. He does not. Do the look. Do the eye thing every time we talk during movies. Do it for them. Do it when we talk during movies.
What movie was that we watched a couple days ago?
You weren't in the same room with us. You sat in here and streamed it in here while we watched it in the family room. That's right. How geeky you are.
That's how annoying you are when we're watching movies.
Look, we gotta talk.
It Comes at Night. We were watching It Comes at Night.
Oh, that movie. Okay. It was like The Village. Don't watch it. Don't waste time. It was like The Village. Have you seen The Village? Just turn it off. Shoot yourself in the foot. Save yourself time.
Oh, boy.
So we were watching it, and it's one of those movies that it doesn't tell you what's going on. It's kind of like Blair Witch and
without the shaky screen.
Oh yeah, no shit.
Okay, so Cloverville.
It's kind of like Cloverville.
Cloverfield?
Sure. Where you don't know what's going on till the very end of the movie or further on, and it gives you hints, but then so the movie overall is just an unfulfilled promise. That's what I'm going to say about that movie. Like it's all build up and no delivery. It's kind of like Justin Robert Young on stage.
Okay. So you blue balls?
That's what I was thinking.
But anyway, while we're watching the movie, they're sneaking their phones, trying to look it up, see what the plot is, what the secrets are and stuff like that. And they're,
yes,
I'm like, no. Yes. And
we had to Google it. The movie was just thoroughly confusing. It was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It was just, we had to Google what the hell was going on.
The best part of those movies is when the surprise comes at you at the end and it's something from a direction you never
saw. There was no surprise.
Coming.
It was right. Let down.
In this particular movie, yes. But if there had been, if this movie had cashed out all of the emotional drama that was put into it, it would have been severely disappointing to have any inkling of what was going on before that.
I understand. Yeah, I'm with you though, Amos. I'm with you though. Like I'm not. If I'm gonna look up the spoilers of the movie as I'm watching it, I'm not gonna watch it. Mm. Like, no.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Especially not while I'm watching it. Like, can you imagine sitting in a theater and looking on your phone? What? How does this movie end? I don't want to wait another 45 minutes.
That's how it was though.
Then why are you watching the movie in the first place? It just kills me. So that was that's our movie experience for the week. Are you gonna do a film zone on it, or did we just do a film zone for this?
I think we covered it.
That was it. It was the village and Lady in the Water.
Yeah, I'm just clip these out, and then I've got like three episodes already.
I didn't watch Lady in the Water. Everybody told me it was awful, so I didn't bother watching.
It's confusing and unfulfilling.
It comes at night. That's what it was.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that. The village. I thought the village was great. I thought the twist was shit.
Yeah. But I'm lukewarm on the village. I was fine with it. It was
executed awesome. I mean, it was perfect execution. The filmography on it and everything else. Like the movie itself was great. Just that the key twist towards the end, like you kind of already had an idea of it. If it was more of a surprise, if there were fewer clues leading up to it, it might have cashed out a little bit better. But it just left it hollow.
Yeah. Well, all of his subsequent movies were trying to recapture the magic of the Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
and he just never quite.
I told you about the Sixth Sense, right? My experience with the Sixth Sense.
You probably did, but just I like most remember. You say, I've completely brain dumped.
But then again, you probably told me, and I wasn't listening, like everything else in our life.
There you go. So we went. My ex wife and I went to the theater to watch it.
Oh, that's why I didn't listen. Got it. Oh, okay. Keep also, going, love.
This is why she hasn't been on the show.
Now the real reason.
So we're in the theater, and like 3 minutes into the movie, the sound dies on the movie.
Oh.
So like it's dead. Yeah. But essentially, right after right after Bruce Willis steps on the scene for the first time, the sound dies and they're talking and we can't hear anything. So I go out because I'm that guy. I go out after a few minutes. I go out and I'm like, hey, y'all need to fix this movie.
Yeah.
Well, by the time
5 minutes.
Well, they didn't rewind it. By the time I got back into the theater, Bruce Willis was talking to the little boy.
Oh, damn. So you didn't even know he'd been shot.
No, I didn't know there was even a person in the house.
Oh,
like I didn't
boy.
Know any of it. So the very end of it, I was like, was he dead this whole time? From the very beginning, like from the credits to credits, he was dead the whole, like what is going on?
How's that even a twist that he was just dead?
Right. Like, exactly. It was like the worst. So they did give us a ticket to come back. And I think I waited until it was on DVD before I actually watched it. And I sat there and watched it by myself. Because by then everybody had already seen it. And I was like, what did I miss? So like 8 minutes into the movie, I'm like, oh, I get it now.
And this is why you have to watch movies by yourself.
I know.
It's funner with
family. I need to watch movies with other people that appreciate movies for movies.
What? Huh? We appreciate movies for movies, fool? What the hell?
Yeah, fool.
No. We ask questions. We're scared of the scary parts. What in the sweet hell? Like, see, this is why you're alone. Are you sitting here in the office like a troll?
So I have like every kid in the house, if they notice an actor from another movie, they'll call out the other movie that actor. Oh my God, that's that guy from that show.
Oh my God, yes it is. Oh my God, yeah. And then he's so handsome.
They'll start having a conversation about the other movie while this one's playing.
Oh, so you don't like that? That's a problem?
I watch movies on a very fragile level of disbelief. You know, it's very, very, suspension of disbelief. It's very, very thin as it is. So as soon as somebody shatters that, like you can literally ruin my entire movie experience by simply pointing out something that I hadn't noticed yet.
Ah, but that's not hard to do. You notice everything. He notices everything. He goes into the movie disbelieving it.
Right.
He already doesn't trust the movie.
Yeah.
So Hugh Hefner died.
Yeah.
Let's recap this in the best fashion we can. What was your first Playboy experience? Not the whole thing, but where did you first come across Playboy? I'm not trying to say what happened before you hit it again. Like,
that's actually a really good question because like the first nudie mag that I saw definitely wasn't Playboy. Mm-mm. It was like Hustler's crap.
Hustler or Penthouse, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. It was a lot more graphic than what Playboy gets. Playboy's one of those iconic things that you just like, was there ever a time in my life that I didn't know it existed? Like, I do not remember that time. You know what I mean? Like, it's pop culture. Like, everyone knows about it. Even if you've never seen one before, you know what it is and the fact that it exists.
Babe, what was your first experience with Playboy?
Found it in my parents' room in a chest underneath their bed because I'm a nosy kid. They had a bunch of them.
I mean, seems legit.
Poodle Puncher in the Twitch chat says the Vanna White issue. Sounds so familiar. That might have been my first Playboy.
I actually might have that one down there. I have a small collection of Playboy magazines from over the years in pretty good condition. All the ones that I have left are the ones that are worth money.
And that explains why you're in here so often. Got it.
No, that would, yeah, that would be Pornhub.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
now everything's electronic. Got it. You get better Pornhub picture.
We had to have a my son's mom and I actually had to have a joint parental conversation with one of our sons, our youngest son.
Yes.
Today.
Oh. The sex talk.
No, not the talk.
Oh.
But we had to have I'm not going to bring up what the issue was. There was an issue, and anyway, so the conversation went to like restricting access to certain apps or internet connection, things like that.
Yeah.
And then the conversation jokingly went to porn sites. Porn sites were not the issue. That was not the thing.
Right.
But it jokingly went to that. And Isaac made a joke about, like blocking Pornhub or something like that. And then Chris, Isaac's mom, said, and RedTube. And Isaac's like, wait, what's RedTube? She meant YouTube Red. She meant YouTube Red.
Yeah, he's already got the ultimate reference. He doesn't need to have the tertiary ones.
Right.
I didn't know nothing about that one. You didn't show me that one, honey.
They all feed into Pornhub. That's why it's called a hub.
Got it.
Oh boy. Yeah.
And if you need advice on that, I have a really great device that you can put in your house and put it in the Wi-Fi and it blocks all the stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think as far as all that, I think we're fine.
Yeah. Right. And you started watching Stranger Things
again. So season two is we're like 3 weeks away from season two beginning.
Mm.
And it's been a year since I've watched Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So now that we finished Gravity Falls. we have moved on to the rewatch of Stranger Things. And oh my God, it's at least as awesome as I remember it. It's so good, man.
We watched the original season in two sittings, 2 4-hour sittings.
Oh, yes. Yes,
yeah.
We did.
We did it on, it. Yeah, we watched it on like a Friday night, and then we watched it on like a Sunday afternoon.
And, I think we like three sittings.
Yeah. It's because it blends so well. It's such a well-crafted story. It's so good, and there's a lot of nostalgia and everything else, and it was really good. And Winona Ryder, she plays drunk Winona Ryder. I mean, it's the perfect role for her.
She plays herself?
Yeah, she plays herself. That's great. So after hearing you talk about Gravity Falls last week, I acquired the series.
Yes, you did.
Oh, right on.
And we have been tearing through that. All the kids at some point or another have been in the living room watching Gravity Falls over the last week or so.
Right on.
Yeah, it's just as great as it was back when I first watched it. Like, the show is just, it's fun, it's interesting. There's all these little in-jokes and innuendo and stuff. It's great. Yeah. And Stranger Things, I haven't started rewatching that, but I have started rewatching Game of Thrones with the twins.
That's painful. He won't let anyone talk.
Mm-mm. No, we have rules. We have rules.
You can't even walk into the living room and talk. You Mm-mm. can't even look at him. Don't Mm-mm. say anything. Mm-mm. Just sit there with a notebook and write notes for the end.
Well, why in the world, Amos, would you be taking notes while you watch this show?
Well, so here's how it works out, man. I'm watching it. I'm taking notes. I might be working on another little project that with a couple friends of mine. Now, if I'm going to rewatch it, they wanted to watch it, so they can rewatch it with me, so that way they don't get all confused and start asking too many questions and end up getting spoilers, stuff like that. So at least they can control the environment so they can experience it, genuinely experience the adventure. Mm. But with them, if I let them go with no rules, it'd be 3 hours per episode because they'd be paused half the time asking questions.
We have questions. Hey, do you know how long it took me to go through it?
Mm. Mm. So the rule is that once we start it, we don't stop it. If we have to go back, we can. But once we start it, we don't stop the episode. And they have pen and paper so that they can write down questions. So they ask all the questions at the end. And I can divide up which ones are spoilery and which ones aren't. That way I'm not spoiling them, but I'm allowing them to ask questions without interrupting the viewing of the show.
Beautiful. That's a fantastic idea.
Because a lot of the episodes are very, very specifically paced. And if you start breaking into that and asking questions, you ruin a scene, you ruin an ambiance, or yeah, you ruin the pacing of the show.
Even if you pause it, yeah. It will ruin that pace. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's I don't know. Watching it again, episode one was pretty good. You know, it's pretty much note for note with the first book. Episode two, like every scene in episode two foreshadows a future conflict. Every single scene foreshadows something major happening later on in the series. It's kind of ridiculous how thick season two or episode two is once you've gotten as far as we have in the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I'm so interested in whatever that project is that you're doing. Whatever it is, I want to experience it.
It's gonna be awesome. It's turning out really good, and it's gonna be a little twist on your typical rewatch of something.
It's very nice.
So I took Sterling on a dusk photo walk down in a little park down near our house. It's about maybe half mile down the road.
It's longer than that because I've walked it, so it's at least a mile and a half.
Okay. We drove down there, and then there's a little parking area. You park in the parking area, then you start walking down a path, and it goes out into the hay flats, which is basically like this big marshy area beside the river. We started heading out there just to take some pictures. She's in a photography class. I love taking pictures. We went out there. It was just starting to get chilly. There's a little board path, like a little boardwalk that goes out into the marsh for probably a mile. And at the end is this big 25 by 25 foot platform. And it's this open area. But along the way, you pass a creek. You come up right next to the river. There's a whole lot of marsh all through that area. And all the different trees, the flowers. I am sad that it took me a year to find this damn thing. Because I can imagine in the summertime, like in the thick of summer, sure, there's going to be a lot of bugs, but it's going to be gorgeous out there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So all the pictures that you took, is there a place out there that you are making those available for people to check out?
That's coming. That's coming. Ooh. That's a project that I'm, that's another little side project I'm working on. Cause I want to share a lot of these pictures. I got pictures of the family that I want to share with the family, and I get pictures of other stuff that I want to share just in general. So that's coming. I'm working on it.
Right on.
You know, when I was in Germany, like you were talking about, you know, this place is so close to your house, but you just now are discovering it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Germany, I had this experience all the freaking time. And the way that I discovered things was with geocaching. Mm. When's the last time you went geocaching?
On the way, when we moved up here, because I hit every Canadian province on the way. We haven't been since we've been up here. But the geocaching app is crap now, so.
Is it?
Yeah, they've.
Man, it was great.
I still have the old one, and they've basically.
You have to pay for it now, don't we?
Well, the new one you have to pay for, but the old one.
Like, or something.
Yeah, well, no, it's subscription only now. Yeah, it was $10. You paid the $10, you could use the app forever. That's the old app. The old app has been crippled to where it's barely usable, if usable at all. The new app is subscription only, and it's a completely different app. It's not even like a revision to where you can upgrade to it or whatever. It's a completely new app, and it's subscription only. The whole service of geocaching.com is like subscription only now.
How much does it cost now?
That is one of the most disappointing things I could have heard.
Yeah.
So upset about that.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how much it is.
If it's subscription, it means that I'm not getting it.
The premium account was $30 a year. Which wasn't bad because it comes out to about $250 a month, but then you get more caches and you get better clues and all that kind of stuff. If you're actively geocaching, $30 a year is not bad to pay for it.
$30 in a year is like money you won't miss.
Right. And that gives you the ad-free experience and everything else as well. So it wasn't $30 a year was okay. But this one, the new service is like $12 a month or something like that.
Whoa.
It's like ridiculous. Whatever it is, it was way more than I would ever want to pay.
Nope. I'm going to have to dig into that because that's just ridiculous.
And Poodle Puncher says, if you find a cache, it's all trash. That was kind of the case before.
Absolutely.
A lot of caches that I found were just complete garbage, like literally garbage stuffed in there. So,
see, that's not quite the experience that I had in Germany. That's really the point of me bringing that up was that I discovered amazing. I found waterfalls where I didn't even know that there was water in that area. Like just absolutely gorgeous vistas and things that I never would have even knew existed the entire 5 years that I lived in Germany.
Yeah.
If it wasn't. So,
That's how I found a lot of places in Hawaii.
Yeah, but this year the bears were out. There was a lot of bears out. Even the locals were like, "We're not going hiking this much this year. There's too many bears out." They were mauling people left and right this summer.
Yeah, we had like 3 or 4 deaths this year compared to the typical 1 or 2.
And the bears here, they're like people. They walk up in the trash can. You can yell at them, "Go away, bear!" And it'll look at you and it'll walk away. Like
flip you the middle finger.
Yeah, the bears here, they don't.
They don't care. Big bear, don't care.
Damn it, bear.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I want to get back into geocaching, but it's one of the things that I need to sit down and actually figure out which app I'm going to use and all that other stuff. Maybe even break out the GPS, go old school and break out the old handheld GPS and get some coordinates and shit and put it in there or whatever.
Well, does that thing even work?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the batteries don't.
Right, and it's still got a good screen, everything else. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, right on. I've got an old Garmin GPSR around here somewhere. I was gonna try to pull a Tom Merritt, but there's like
no Tom Merritt for you.
Oh man, If people really like our show, what could they do to show their appreciation?
Go to twitch.tv/ritualmiserypodcast.
And
I don't even know if that's the right site. I could be completely wrong on that.
Twitch.com/r/ No, wait. That can't
that's
be
Reddit.
It.
Well,
you guys got to get it together. Like, this is your link. Like, get your life together.
Look,
I can't even keep up.
You're the new girl. You can't be coming in here just saying, hey, you need to figure shit out and then yell at me because I'm spending too much time figuring shit out. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Yes, I can.
If you're watching this right now.
I'm a woman. We're crazy.
She played the woman card. Go figure.
But yeah, you can follow us on Twitch. you can, I don't know, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star shitty review.
Oh, yeah, definitely 5-star shitty reviews. We're going to be reading those in about 2 weeks with Shannon Morse. Yeah, I don't even know if she knows that we're going to be reading 5-star shitty reviews. So if you I don't think she's going to care. She might even like it. But if you haven't left us a 5-star shitty review, the whole point of it is to go to iTunes, click the little 5th star when you're reviewing the podcast, that way we get the 5 stars, and then go in there and make something funny and derogatory and just let them know how crappy the show is and how much you enjoy it at the same time. That's the whole goal. So put that in there, how you can't stop watching the shitty show. It just drags you in, whatever you want to put in there, but make sure it's a 5-star shitty review. And we're going to start reading those, on our 3rd anniversary, which is going to be the 12th of October.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And, for the audio listeners, even if you don't like the Twitch platform, do us a favor, go to twitch.tv/ritualmiserypodcast and follow us.
Yeah.
Just do. And then
if we get enough followers, we can get subscribers. And if we get subscribers, we can maybe make a little bit of chicken scratch on the old Twitch platform.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I've been letting you do this for 3 years. I'm sorry. I can't believe this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you didn't have any say for a year of that.
That's true. I could have shut down all his shipments, though. All the shipments he needed to do this.
No care packages for you.
There was no care.
There wasn't. There really wasn't. It was
caring.
It was filled with pure hate.
Barely packages. Like, how come my care package has got a bunch of bills you didn't pay? Like, what?
Oh my god!
Damn it! I can't win. Can't win. Can't win. There's a little thing that we like to do on the show.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It starts out like this.
You've got 60 seconds. Get your mind right. It's time for hot takes on the Ritual Misery Podcast.
She doesn't watch the show, and I didn't warn her, so.
Yeah. Why you got to call me out? No, I totally watch the show. I love the show. I love my husband. I love Kent. The show is amazing. No, I don't like the show. No.
I was going to say, so you know what we're doing, right? All
right. Absolutely not. So,
All right, Rick, the way this goes. This is called hot takes. Go ahead, Amos.
No, I was going to say we couldn't do libs because, well, she's been with me when I bought half the libs book. So, just so you know, Rick, I was not in on this at all. This was completely separate. So
you're full of never, shit.
I can verify. Never seen these. No, seriously, because I filled these in just a couple hours ago on the Google Doc, and no one has entered the Google Doc since I started it. So
that kind of sounds like some marriages.
All right, wait, Rick, is so it up there now? Should I look? Wait,
no,
huh?
No,
wait.
No. You can't go ahead. Do your spiel.
Damn it.
All right. So the way this works, Rick, is it's called hot takes, and I want your hot takes. So I am going to give you a topic, and you are going to say the one word, say the 15 words, say that, just go on a fucking hell rant about the thing that I say until you hear this sound of the record scratch. Ooh. And then you stop and we move on to the next topic, and it's going to last for right about 60 seconds. Are
I got to talk for 60 seconds?
Yes.
It's only 10 seconds at a time, though.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
You ready? Okay. All right, Rick. Mop 4. Am I right?
You're wrong. It sucks. You pit on mop 4.
All right. Ding dongs. Am I right?
Yummy and creamy.
Twin teenagers, am I right?
Oh my god, they're hateful, evil shit. They like no one but themselves, and they like to look at themselves in the mirror all day. No, don't get any. They're evil.
Don't go to the store and buy teenage twins.
They're horrible.
All right, Ricky. Closed for official function, am I right?
Ha, short skirts, red heels. Show everybody you're sexy.
Wow.
Okay, wow. That took a turn. And finally, the Ritual Misery Podcast. Am I right?
Ugh, why? 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 I'm never coming back. But I love you, both of you. 3 years. Let's do this. 3 years.
Oh boy, that was certainly interesting.
So he said closed for official function because MPF is always fucking closed when we need shit to get done. And you're talking about your high heels and your red dress.
I was thinking, wait, hold on.
Now we know what really happens.
Hold on, wait. No.
I know. That was like, oh my God, insight.
I heard clothes for an official function. I was thinking going out. That's what I heard.
No.
Wait, try to cover for yourself. But
yeah, no, it's.
So for the people not understanding what's happening, okay, so Ricky works at a place that us flightline maintainers have disdain for.
Great disdain. I don't even think it's disdain. You guys just straight up hate it.
It's basically the personnel office for Air Force.
For civilians, it's HR.
It's the nonners, the people that don't actually work for a living.
What? Hold on. Are you not a nonner now, honey? Like, last time you went on the flight line, I think you cut yourself. Like, I need you to calm down over there. I need you to... Remember that bleeding you had? I need you to. I think you stepped into an honor. You don't. He's not allowed on the flight line because every
you
time
even have a badge, Amos.
One of the people in this room has a line badge. One of them does not.
I don't want one.
I guess that answers that.
I don't want one.
I don't need it. I could escort it.
I'm not an honor. I don't want a line badge. So there you go. There you go. Ridiculous. That game. I don't know. We might have to change that game now because that kind of changed shit about a little bit.
Look, I didn't understand what he was saying. I heard clothes for an official function, like clothes.
What official function are you wearing? High heels and a red dress.
Look,
the Air Force. Oh,
you're just jealous. I don't take you.
Right. Oh shit.
Side job. Someone has to pay for all this stuff you're doing.
Baby, I gotta work late tonight.
Yeah,
the hell you need to wear that shit to work late.
Hey, she's not a flight line escort. She made that clear.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, so one thing that we did this week, so we got a little bit of Apple news. If you don't like Apple, we'll try to keep it. Poodle Punch says Amos was in Korea. now we know why the hate spewed forth. A little bit of Apple talk, and if you're not into the Apple thing, then we'll try to breeze through it a little bit quickly. But
yeah, what, I've got like maybe
how,
two.
How are you sweating? You're not even on camera.
I know, I'm hot in here. It's probably because you never sit with the door shut, and now you got the bright light on my face. Like it's hot. I'm sweating. Everywhere.
Why are we putting her under the lights over there? Like,
it's my light. She just happens to be where it's shining.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Okay. So what did you do Apple wise this week that is worthy?
We got our Apple Watch Series 3s. Ricky and I got our Apple Watch Series 3s.
So like the full product release, like the mm-hmm. The Apple Watch product coming to fruition, you finally received one.
Yes.
Of course he did. You know he's a junkie.
Yeah. All right, so you got your Apple 3s and or Apple Watch Series 3s, and what do you think? Is it everything it was hyped up to be?
My battery is still working. It hasn't
died. Yeah, because this is my Series 1 that I'm wearing right now. Sorry, Series 0, the original model. And when I got this watch, my battery would last me the whole day. Like when I left for work in the morning, when I got home at night, before I went to bed, it would be at like 10%. It'd be ready to be recharged. The Series 3s, I have zero. Like I have to go in for an overnight appointment tonight, and I won't be back home until tomorrow evening. I'm going to take my watch, my Series 3 watch with me. I'm not taking the charger. Because I don't have any fear that I'm going to have to recharge it. It's amazing. The battery life is, if nothing else, the battery life itself is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, Rick, did you also get a Series 3 Apple Watch?
Yes, I did. You know, some people like to do drugs. My husband likes to do Apple. So, it is what it is.
But are you, did you come along willingly or begrudgingly?
Of course, it was a struggle to get this fancy new watch.
So, in all fairness, I had to convince her to get the original one. But once I said I would like to upgrade, she was like, "Well, if you're gonna upgrade, you better get me one too." And then Apple was nice enough to send hers. Hers arrived Saturday. Mine did, or Friday. Mine didn't get here until Monday. So Apple knew what was up. But activating the LTE on it, so my phone number is the primary line for the account.
Sure.
And I had no problems. Oh, even just through the watch. Do. Done. Easy peasy. Verizon.
Verizon. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was simple. Go to activate her watch, and it brings up my phone number in a field that I can't change.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. So I had to actually call them, and I had to call them twice because the first person didn't know how to do it, even though it was like 4 days after the Apple Watch was released.
Ooh, that must have burned you up.
I was pissed. Verizon
customer service.
Do what?
Verizon customer service.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. The second lady was like, "Oh, yeah, we got to do this, we got to do it." And what it really comes down to is you have to add a device as if you're getting a new phone, but then it automatically kicks over once you select the device. It was like, this is stupid. This is the worst possible implementation of what is going on here. So yeah, anyway, that's
the primary number holder. You shouldn't have any issues.
Right. I didn't have, that's why I didn't have any on mine, but her being one of the secondary numbers couldn't handle it. And I enjoy the fact that now if I leave my phone in the truck or whatever else, like I'm not even worried about it because I get it anyway. It just works. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Very cool.
You got a Apple TV 4K ordered.
What?
Yeah. I don't have it yet, obviously, because they're like a fucking month behind with with delivery.
When did you order it?
I don't know, 5 days ago, six days ago.
So you missed the pre-order jump on.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, the struggle. You guys and your first world problems.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they're a month behind in my 4K Apple TV. The struggle.
Says the lady, like last time we were like, "Hey, should we get a Chrome stick for the other bedroom so we can watch TV?" She's like, "Just get an Apple TV. You're not changing shit now. Just get another Apple TV."
I don't like change.
But my cool experience, though, this is, you've probably already done this. I don't know. But this is the first time that I've actually used Apple Pay on anything other than my phone itself.
Okay.
What a cool experience. So I ordered it on Apple.com, which I believe is actually the first time I've ordered anything from Apple.com because the Amazon deal hasn't gone through yet, so they still don't carry any Apple products.
Mm-hmm.
No one else had it any cheaper. It was the same price like everywhere on the internet. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. You know what? I'll just go ahead and go to Apple.com. They don't charge.
It's expensive, right? Like $2.99 or whatever?
It's like, the most expensive one is $1.99.
She's over here playing with her sweaty boobs. Like, she's talking about how she's sweating. Now she's over here playing with her boobs.
I think he's just jealous he can't touch them.
Expecting me to, like, concentrate.
It's normally Amos. It's normally Amos playing with his sweaty boobs. During
the show. No, it's normally Amos sweating while playing with her boobs. That's how it usually goes.
I mean, all of these things happen, apparently. So when I ordered it, it asked me if I wanted to use Apple Pay. I'm like, well, hell yes, I do.
Of course, why not?
So when I clicked it, my phone buzzed. I picked up my phone. It says, "Would you like to pay with Apple Pay?" I'm like, well, yes, I would. I put my fingerprint on there. And then Apple.com was like, "Thank you for your order."
What?
And it was done. Like, my address was in there. Obviously, the pay information. Like, it was on order. Like, half a second after I put my fingerprint on the phone.
That's going to come in handy the last Friday of October.
Last Friday of October. Why would that be in handy? Why would that come in handy the last Friday of October?
iPhone 10 pre-orders. I know you're not going to miss your pre-order window on that one because you won't get one until like March.
You are right. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like 1 a.m. I'm like, yeah, I need my...
Wait. Is he in our house watching you order? Is that how...
I need it.
Oh yeah, so that's how life works around here. Holy shit. There's another thing we did this week that Pluto Puncher says yay boobies. I think now we have everybody just talking about boobies.
You're the one that brought it up.
Half the audience was like,
I mean,
Apple Apple conversation. I'm going to, you know, time to go to the fridge, you know, come back and like, oh, they're talking about boobies. Okay.
Yo, you can't skip shit on this show. Like, you got to stay here the entire time.
That was your private session. You're the one that wanted to tell everybody about it.
Okay.
Patron exclusive.
I'm gonna struggle with this name. You ready? I'm gonna struggle with this. Okay.
This is a rough one, man. I don't know if you're gonna get through this one.
We're gonna go with you got to carry the one, right? So it's Brianne Bruha Wowod. Brianne Bruha Wowod.
Bruges.
Brianne Brugewad. There we go. That's.
Enlarge the text. Brian Brushwood.
Oh, you know, if I squint my eyes just right, it actually does say Brian Brushwood. Man, I'm going blind. I just can't read anything these days.
So a couple weeks back, Brian Brushwood did a TEDx talk called Social Scamming. And Amos, I presume that you watched this?
I mean...
Of course he did.
Most of it. I watched more than she did.
What? Hey, you're lucky I watched the show.
Jesus. Chat... like, hey, Siri! Hey, chatbot! Anyway. Hey, chat...
Hey, chatry! What? No.
Raise your hand if you guys watch this. Did you guys watch Brian Brushwood Social Scamming? Anybody?
We have like a 45-minute delay, so.
So
in about 45 minutes, we'll be like, oh, yeah, I watched that, man. It was great. Oh, God, I got so much to say.
Oh, yeah, and boobies. No, but I thought this talk was actually really cool. It gave a little bit of backstory to the whole Diamond Club, the book, Diamond Club, the novel,
mm-hmm.
how that kind of came about. And it was interesting to hear this. As many times as I've heard this story from multiple people involved, it was interesting to hear him tell this story to an audience of strangers.
Yeah.
To a non-chat realm audience.
Yeah.
That to me was the most interesting aspect of the whole thing.
I still like I just like it anytime, because there's two Brians. There's the private Brian and there's the public Brian.
And
even amongst public Brian, there's the chat room, the Diamond Club Brian, and then there's the talking at Google Brian, you know, the showman Brian, right? And there's actually there's a mix of like all three. That I saw, and I watched about 8 minutes of it, I think, right? Of the 15 minutes, so I guess I watched half. And I could see a little bit of each of those in there, because it's still enough of a personal event for him that he does bring out, you know, like quiet Brian, and then turns right back into showman Brian. And then as he's talking about Diamond Club, he kind of edges back into the Diamond Club Brian that you know, we all know from South By and stuff. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really cool. Most of our audience knows who Brian Brushwood is and are probably fans of his. If you guys haven't watched that, go check it out. Amos put in chat room. Did you put it in Twitch chat as well?
I did.
So both chats have the link to it. Don't watch it right now. Like, click it and save it for later.
Wow, but, you just got angry quick. Don't watch it right now. You're watching us.
But no, like, here in like 20, 30 minutes, like, go check it out. It's really cool.
Pay attention, you miserable bastards. it's good.
You didn't say a whole lot. You met Brian about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. right?
I sure did.
Yeah. So what you know of Brian versus what you saw on the TEDx, how would you compare them? Is it the real Brian, or is showman Brian a different Brian?
Well, first I would have had to watch the TEDx. So, there's that. There's that.
I thought you'd seen at least a little bit of it.
You would have thought
I turned it on and she went looking for the show notes.
Got it. All right. So hashtag called out in public.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. But the Brian that I did meet, he's pretty awesome.
Also boobs.
I
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I thought it was fun. Everybody should go check it out. And of course you should check out all the stuff that Brian does. All the places, Brian places Brian. Yeah, all the Brian places.
Yep. Yep. So what else we got, man? What else is going on?
I saw one note you guys didn't talk about yet. The geekiest thing you did this week. Did we not talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Did I miss that? I'm totally here.
Yeah, yeah. You made like three snide comments during that. So
I'm sorry.
It's so good that she's so invested.
I'm invested financially. Yes, I'm invested.
It's all
Ricky,
I hear.
Ricky, what if people are like, you know what, this chick seems pretty cool, like the yin to Amos's yang. Yin to the yin, yeah.
What?
So the yin, or it would be the yang to Amos's yin. I don't know.
Why are you gonna make a black white thing, dude?
What? Holy shit! I didn't even think about that.
Of course you wouldn't.
Only he does.
White people rich.
Fuck
what?
Being... people aren't getting the joke because Rick's not on camera.
Fair enough.
Way, is there anywhere that you have a presence on the internet that that you would like people to come check you out?
No.
I don't. No.
No.
Not
we
even like,
we don't even have a joint Facebook, because no.
Not even like flightlineescorts.org. Dude, I'm curious.
Don't talk about my side job. That's private.
You brought it up. Crazy. She can actually be found at Sarethia. You should go follow her. Sarethia. She never posts anything. but maybe if people were there and maybe if she got some followers, she'd actually put something on there. Sarethia.
I highly encourage everyone to follow her.
Oh, stop it, please.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to use it.
Well, you will. You will.
the pictures that are posted up there are from you two.
Amazing.
I'm dropping in the chat because apparently I can't verbally spell
words. Words. So, words.
Anyone else out that Twitter and Twitch start with the same four letters and it's a bitch to go to the right site?
Which is funny because bitch and Twitch end in the same four letters. Like. We're going to get kicked off Twitch before you even have a chance. Speaking of Twitch, do we even mention VOD Squad?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, there's this show out there called VOD Squad. Like, I mean, it's okay if you like other Diamond Club shows, especially if, like, I mean, I understand that Poodle Puncher is, like, a really cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, their subject matter is actually really cool
that. Yeah.
But man, like,
what's VOD Squad?
VOD Squad is a show that comes on every Wednesday.
Okay.
Right. I mean, not to give away a whole lot of information about the show because we're trying to not talk about the show.
Oh,
right.
Oh. No, then why'd you bring it up?
But that's the thing. Like, I mean, you asked the question, so we got to answer the question. I mean, it's this show that's about streaming services and devices.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's a group of dudes that like really deep dive on some of this gear.
Yeah, yeah.
I mention that Poop Puncher's like really cool?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean, and that's really the hard part is because Poodle Puncher is so cool. But you know what you should do? If you're watching this right now, you should go check out VOD Squad.
Oh yeah, on Twitch. And just how terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And tell them that they need to jump ship and come over to our podcast because this is just so much better.
Go ahead and follow them, right? So that people think they're just some troll or something like that. Follow
right,
them
because yeah, you got to validate your presence,
right? And you know, and then come back, like you know, tell them how awesome Ritual Misery Podcast is, and then come back to our show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you should do. Go there, watch their show, just enjoy their show for what it will provide. Because I mean, you know, it's they're putting out the effort, and then
hang out for a while.
Yeah, you know.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, maybe make some comments, add to their chat room, that kind of stuff, you know? I mean, because you really want to make sure that they understand that you're there. And
right,
then,
but also make sure that they understand that Ritual Misery Podcast is the superior show.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Clearly.
That is
clearly.
Oh, but of course.
Yeah.
Spam their chat and say that they need to go to Ritual Misery Podcast and follow them or us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So. So cruise on over there and make that happen. Otherwise, Kent, where can people find you, man?
Yeah, Twitter's probably the best place. I'm hit or miss on there, but I like the platform. Check it out. I might have 280 characters soon. That's kind of exciting. At @RM_DelNoche. Let's hope they're selective with who gets 280 characters. But check me out at @RM_DelNoche. Pretty much everywhere else on the web, I am Del Noche. If you're a beer dude or dudette, go to Untappd and add me there. What about you, Amos?
You can find me on Twitter. Even if I get 280 characters, I don't know if I'm going to use them all. I'll probably still cap myself at 140 just for tradition's sake because I'm that dickhead. Will it still be a twoosh if you tap it out at 140, or does that move to 280 now too?
I think 280 will probably be like a twish or something.
A twish? So you got a twoosh and a twish?
Twoosh still has to be 140. I mean, that's kind of, that's what it is, right?
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know. The chat room, Twitch chat right now is trying to figure out how to mod. So good luck on that because I couldn't figure that shit out.
Modding's hard. Twitch is hard. I'm not. I don't get to see boobs on this.
There you go. There's the real thing. Thank you to my wife, Sarithia, a.k.a. Ricky. Yeah, you can find her at Sarithia, Sarithia. She's already been looking at her phone, getting all pissed off. She's got twice the number of followers now than she did before. Go and follow her. Even if you hate this show, go and follow her so she gives me shit about all the people that are now following her. You can find me at Ethan Kane, Ethancaine. Not that it matters because I've been spelling shit all night. Nobody can understand what I'm saying. It's cool. I don't hate.
Except sometimes.
And of course, you can go and make comments specific to the episode if you would like to on our subreddit at ritualmisery.reddit.com.
Who's BioCal?
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. We love BioCal. He's great.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, thanks to Kevin McLeod for coming on the show a couple weeks ago and for giving us your theme music. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And thank you all of Chat Realm, both of you.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
So when I said both of you, I meant both chat realms, like Twitch chat, Diamond chat. But that right after I said it, I was like, oh, they thought I meant like both people watching.
Oh, that was just great. That worked out. Yeah, she's literally showing me the people that are following her on Twitter right now. Like, who the fuck are these people?
I hate you.
Love it.